We start strong. Aaron Kennan with us this morning, Clear Harbor Asset Management. Aaron, I want to dovetail two observations. I got Philip Morris just coming out with a Q2 organic revenue growth of a ginormous 7.6%. And then I saw another research note. I'm sorry I can't cite it, folks, but there it was, saying basically we're addicted to nominal GDP. Are we addicted to the pop we're getting in the market right now and in our economy, Aaron?
Well, I mean, as it pertains to nominal GDP, there's, you know, everyone likes to look at the real GDP rate, but when we look at earnings, it's a great point. You know, revenues are nominal. Earnings growth is nominal, and it's not adjusted for inflation. And so nominal GDP still has some significant importance here in the market. And, you know, maybe we're hovering at it around 5% for the year.
Paul, estimate, MO, 4.91%. It's called a 5. They came in at 7.6.
Yep.
I think that speaks to the whole system right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are we talking about here, Aaron? I mean, where do you see, we're coming in, we're right in the teeth of earnings here. Have earnings been good enough? Will they be good enough to support this market from your perspective?
It's going to be interesting, Paul. I mean, last quarter, 26% earnings growth. This quarter, expected to be above 20 on an annualized basis. Banks came out strong. Healthcare, there was much more of a just sort of a discernment. You had insurers strong, medtech weak, and now we're rolling into the hyperscaler conversation with Alphabet reporting after the close today. You know, I think sentiment has been very solid, particularly among institutions, but also retail. If you look at the AAII, it's hovering at elevated levels. And so, you know, I think the bar is high right now for earnings season, but we just may meet the bar. But, you know, the fear of missing out is also something that we've been seeing over the last several weeks, particularly as it pertains to semiconductors. We've had a nice 15% correction since the peak and 15, almost 20% correction. And that's in the midst of a period where earnings estimates for semis are up over 100% year over year. So a shift in sentiment can alter the market structure quite significantly.
Hey, Aaron, I mean, I'm looking at the bond market here. I mean, boy, the rates are really getting noticeable here. The 2-year treasury, 4.25%, the 10-year, 4.62%, the 30-year, 5.13%. I mean, the coupons here in fixed income, whether you want to take credit risk or not, are really something to look at. How are you thinking about the fixed income market these days?
Well, I mean, real rates are over, they're about, what, 230-ish? We have 10-year break-evens this morning at 227. So, you know, we haven't seen rates as attractive on a real basis for almost 3 years, I think, since the fall of 23.
Yep.
So, you know, certainly some cushion there. But, of course, we have the Fed in play. We have concerns that about our fiscal deficits running away from us at over 6% debt growth to GDP.
News
and that's a real
morning,
concern.
Nathan, the cycle of violence extended into an 11th day.
Do you hear that, Paul?
Yeah, I do hear that.
I hear we have some technical difficulties in the control room.
Agreement.
Okay. We're getting it solved as well.
And dials and things.
I think we got Aaron. Are you still there?
I am here, Tom.
Okay, thank you. We had some technical difficulties in the... They watched The Odyssey last night.
Yeah,
they're not thinking clearly. They saw it on IMAX. Aaron, we got Google coming out today. I mean, I got the French yield back to 07. Paul mentions all the other tension there. Philippine peso is going to pop a 62
wow.
here. Good luck, Mr. Marcos, with that. But Aaron, we're focused on Google. I mean, the earnings are going to be literally too good to be true, right?
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, I think the market is very focused on not just the ad revenue, but as it pertains to AI, what does Google's cloud growth look like relative to estimates, relative to, you know, sort of market share? What is the CapEx going to look like? It could be a read-through for all the other hyperscalers out there. And then, you know, the question around profitability and you know, just sort of monetization more generally around Gemini, and whether or not this sort of open source frontier models are potentially more of a threat than we thought, or perhaps less.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate having you on. Aaron Kennan with us this morning to get started here.